Businesses may only get 3 days' notice for reopening is the main front-page headline for the Irish Examiner, above the story that owners must wait until public health experts and the government decide whether the risk from the Delta variant is such that the July 5th date must be put back. Publicans and restaurateurs want a decision this week, but according to the paper, government sources say it will be the middle of next week at the earliest, with a likely NPHET meeting next Thursday and a government announcement on Friday. Elsewhere on that front page, and also carried on the front page of the Irish Times and the Irish Independent, news that a consumer spending boom is on the way. The Independent has the angle that the ESRI is forecasting a massive 7.5% increase in consumption this year, followed by an 8.5% increase next year, while the Irish Times reports that the ESRI says our economy will rebound dramatically this year by growing 11% on the back of stronger exports and a resurgence in consumer spending and investment linked to the easing of restrictions. The lead story for the Irish Independent this morning comes from Hugh O'Connell's comprehensive interview with the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. Under the headline, Push to Free Up Family Homes by Encouraging Elderly to Downsize, he writes that under plans being considered by the government, elderly people living in large homes would be incentivised to move to smaller ones through a mix of tax incentives and grants. A detailed interview with the Taoiseach is also carried on page 3 of the Irish Times. The Irish Daily Mail leads this morning with coverage of the High Court settlement received yesterday by the couple whose healthy pregnancy was terminated after their baby was wrongly diagnosed with a genetic abnormality. Nothing will take away our sadness and grief is the headline, alongside a photograph of Rebecca Price and Patrick Kiley taken outside the High Court yesterday. Their picture is also on the cover of the Irish Times and the Irish Examiner. 2 decades after Holy Cross protest, I'm still living with the trauma, is the headline above the interview given by 24-year-old Belfast woman Alice Lee Bunting to Rebecca Black. The syndicated interview is flagged on the front of the Irish News with an image of Alice Lee as a child in 2001, surrounded by riot police on her way to school with her mother, alongside an image of her now with her own 2 young sons. Alice Lee was one of the scores of schoolgirls forced to run the gauntlet of a loyalist blockade on their way to Holy Cross Primary School in Ardoyne in 2001. She says that at the time she had no idea why she was being attacked and that 20 years later she still suffers flashbacks and nightmares. Her son Dara will start primary school in September. I'm just glad it's not something he has to go through, she says. The interview is carried inside several papers this morning. And the front page photograph this morning for the Irish Independent is of 6-year-old Fia Short from Dublin, who joined her grandfather Neil Minahan at yesterday's flotilla protest in the capital, seeking action against sanctions imposed by the EU Common Fisheries Policy. Fia is holding a poster with a message of support for her granddad, which says, Is Iskra Jensko Emu Yajo.